Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vov. Here we have a lamdash din this Mishnah. Hazoyrik, somebody who throws something, we'll say that he throws it b'shoigeg. V'nizkor, nizkor means he reminded himself. That means before he was unaware. He forgot that it was Shabbos, let's say. He forgot about this malacha. V'nizkor, he remembers lach shiotza miyodoy before it landed dalaramas away, before the hanocha, before the malacha was complete. If you remember afterwards, yichai v'chatas. But what happened was over here, he became amazed in the maisa after it was already too late. He threw it already, so he can't stop it. But the maisa, he was amazed b'shas, the maisa was still in process. Another case, koloto acher, somebody else caught it. So his hanocha got interrupted. He threw it, and in the throwing, there lies a maisa malacha because it'll automatically land. But the maisa, somebody else intercepted and caught it before it landed. So it's like shnayim shasua. Oy koloto kelev, same idea. There's no hanocha because the... Okay, here we're not going to call it shnayim shasua. Shnayim shasua is with the maisa malacha, I did two of them. The kelev that landed, he throws a frisbee and the kelev catches it in the air. What we say over here is that there's no hanocha whatsoever. If somebody else caught it, a yad shel adam is a mokum hanocha. How do I know that a yad shel adam is a mokum hanocha? Because the very first mission in the Masechta. If I take the oni, the usher, takes something from one rishus, he puts it in the other rishus, he puts it on the hand of the other person, he doesn't have to put it down the floor. He puts it in the hand of the person that's standing there, it's called that it's munach in that rishus. A kelev doesn't have that cheshivus, that putting it in his mouth is called that it landed. That's not a hanocha. P. Kelev does not have a din of a mokum dalet al dal tvochim. So therefore, there's no hanocha. Oyshe nisrfo, or it got burnt in mid-transits and never landed. Potter. The common denominator between all these cases is that Be'etzim, even though when he threw it, there lies therein the ganze maisa malacha. Think about it. Person throws something. Why is he chayv? Maybe the hanocha is by itself. Psanasim elov, he didn't do the malacha. Teretzes, you don't have to put it down. When you throw something, there lies in the throwing, there lies the ganze malacha, the akira, the traveling, the hoitzah, and the hanocha. Still, if the hanocha didn't pan out practically, or somebody else picked up the hanocha, then it's not called you did a ganze maisa malacha. Now, this is the same thing as the marshal. Let's say somebody puts a pot of food on Shabbos, Nachmanson, with intent to cook. He doesn't have to do anything more. If the pot sits there for an hour and the food gets cooked, kemaychol ben drusoy, he's chayv. Why? Because the ganze maisa malacha lives in the putting the pot on the fire. But if somebody came and took it off, then he's not chayv. Remember, we spoke about in Periklal Godel, the only time that you have that, let's say, not, is by zoyrea. By zoyrea, even before the seed took root, the whole malacha lies in the putting the seed on the ground. Somebody else picked it up, it's not going to help, like the Mechaz Chinuch says. Another case, Zorak, he throws a rock b'shoigeg. Lasa is chabura. His kavona was to throw it at somebody. Bein ba'odom, bein b'behema. He meant to throw the rock at somebody and cause damage. And choyvel, we'll see him, yes Hashem, that's told in the Mishnah in the 14th parak. V'niskar, he remembers about it. He's not talking over here about hoitzo. We're talking over here again, the same type of thing. He throws something and it should cause damage. V'niskar achalein as chabura. He broke it up with his machshava. So the maisa happened, but it's not a shoygig. Part of it was amazed. So the halach is potter. Again, tchilos is shoygig, seif amazed. Zeh haklal. Kol chayov echatos. Einon chayov enache tchilosim v'seif en shkogo. Tchilos and shkogah v'seif is odin. If the tchil is b'shoigig, but lamaisa there was a schira, and that blibes that the seif is b'zodin, tchilos and zodin. Or you meant, but then seif and shkogah, I don't know exactly how that would work. Pturin ad shetei tchilos and v'seif and shkogah. The Mishnah sounds like a little bit of a repeat. You look at the Yochin points out an extra knetch in this. Tchilos and v'seif and shkogah. You already said there has to be a tchila and a seif. He says, what would be if somebody is carrying something dalet amos and he picks it up, b'shoigeg, in the middle, I never met such a person before, but lama zogin, what would happen is, after he walks two amos, he remembers, ah, it's Shabbos, and I'm carrying it, I want to carry on Shabbos. And then he forgets within a split second, and he puts it down two amos later again, b'shoigeg. The tchilo and the soif are b'shoigeg, but you're not going to be chayv. Why? Because part of the maisa is bemezid. Part of the carrying a dalet amos is bemezid. So that breaks up the ma'isa as not a complete ma'isa b'shoyig. You can't be chayav akar mechatas. Masha'en kein, if you throw it, and when you threw it, it was b'shoyig. When it landed, it was b'shoyig. In the middle, in transit, you remembered, you won't be chayav. Why? Because like we said, b'atzim the ganze ma'isa ligs in the wind-up, the picking it up, and the throwing. It lands, that happens by itself. The landing, the hanocha, lies in the akira by Zayrik. So over here also, the landing was b'shoykik. If the landing never took place, or took place b'mezid, then you have a problem. But over here, the transit is not necessary, because the transit lies in the akira. So you have the akira. You have in the akira and the throwing lies a throwing b'shoygeg. The fact that for a split second there was a machshava of maize, it doesn't make a difference, and you'll be chayiv as long as the landing took place kifi the shoygeg. So that's lies in the tchilos and the seifim b'shoygeg by zorik that b'chia gam you'll be chayiv achap. But l'chor, that's the lomdus. There's a difference between a zorik and a mavir b'chia gavna. And now, b'siyat d'shmai, we're moving over to other inyonim. We've been engaged now for six prokim in the inyonim of Hoitzah. We're learning the 12th parak, parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Haboyne, kama yivne v'yehei chayiv. Again, every malacha has a shir. How much of that is significant? We talked about that extensively. L'gabi Hoitzah. How much is the shir of boyne? You certainly don't have to build a big building. Kolshu. More interesting brings him a car. If one of the krushim of the Mishkan had a small hole, so as it's built, you'd plug a hole by putting in a little ephorus, a little bit of lead. Plugging a leak. You have a crack in your cabinet, and you put on a little bit something to prevent leakage. That's boine b'kol shuhu. Now here the Mishnah puts in something else. It's not boine. It's similar to boine. It's a tricky malacha we mentioned in Perek HaGadol called Makeh B'Patish. It doesn't have a clear definition. It's the finishing off of any final product with a kli, but even where that finishing touch is a maisa for itself. So look how he says it. V'hamisateis. Misateis is somebody that smooths out a stone. It's smooth now, and it's roi lebnia. That's a makeh bepatish. Hamakeh bepatish, either with a hammer. Bematzod is like an anvil. Koideach is also something similar, like a pickaxe. Kol shuhu chayiv. All these things are chayiv. Zeh aklal. Kol lo'isim malocho malachtim is kayemes. Anybody that's doing something that has something, some type of lasting effect, it has a chshivus, and it's also midi de miskaim. It's not a temporary, you poke something and then it fills up again. You close it and then it opens up again. Something that'll last. Malachta miskayemes. Bishabis, we'll see the marshal by Koisev. You write in a way that it can be used for communication, but the letters are going to disappear. Disappearing ink, not a malacha. Not the rice, at least. So the halacha is Bishabis chayv. Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer, af hamake bekurnos al asadin b'shas malacha. This is, they used to bang a hammer on a piece of metal b'shas malacha. Chayiv neshu kimitaken malacha. Asadin is an anvil. So what happens is they bang the workmen, bang the hammer that they're banging on the anvil three times. What that does is it creates a certain energy, like reverberations in the hammer, and when they bang on the thing that they're working on, the piece of metal that they're working on, it doesn't break. They don't have to bang that hard. The energy, the kinetic energy in the hammer goes into what they're really banging. So heyois, they did that as part of the malachas hamishkon. So memel the tana, the Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that that's also malacha. We'll just point out a few nekudos. First of all, when we say misates, which is finishing off an oven, there's no such example in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, there was no stonework. The Mishkan, there was woodwork with the kroshim, but there wasn't stonework. So the Mefarshim speak out, but it's a shayla of the girsois, because is the Mishnah telling us every single example of something which is a malacha, have you told, or the Mishnah is telling us the av? The Makabe Patish L'chaira is an Av that was in the Mishkan on metalwork, not on stonework. So you'll point out that the Mishnah L'moshul in Periklal Godl also says Oife instead of Mevashel, which was the Malacha. Mevashel Samamonim still says Oife because Oife is Sidur de Pas. Kimavur, we spoke out over the Empire Klal Godl. It tells you the Malachas that are Rogel in the agricultural process, which is all the Malachas, the first 11 Malachas that are listed off over there. So whether that is a Cheshbin or not, that's the Mepharshim bring over here, Rashi, and Tosfos are back and forth over here in this Sugya. Another point to be made is the Lashon in the Mishnah Zah, Klal, Kol Ha'isim Malacha U'Malachtoi Miskayemes, B'Shabbos. You have to tell me B'Shabbos? What are we talking about, Tuesday? So the Tais Chadashim over here points out, Malachtem is Kayem is B'Shabbos means is going on something which is not, it's done on Shabbos, but it's Miskayem is B'Shabbos, which means that it's a final product, a finished product, and it doesn't need more Tosefis of something else on Sunday. It's Miskayem is, the way it is, it's Nigmar Malachtem and it's Miskayem is B'Shabbos the way it is.